Lockdowns and COVID-19 restrictions have delayed almost 150,000 court appearances in the past 2 years. Advocates say the backlog of cases has forced many victims to put their lives on hold while they await justice. Jimmy Ellingham reports.
The man who raped Auckland woman Rosie Wildkamp was supposed to be sentenced in September, then October, November, January, March, and finally April, mostly because of delays caused by COVID.
It was super hard. There was obviously a massive, massive lead up. Every single time we were told it would happen, we obviously didn't know what to expect. We hadn't been in this kind of situation before. And that 2 year lead up made it so much scarier.
The 2 year wait was from the time of the offence until sentencing, about double the 12 months home detention her rapist must serve. Rosie Wildkamp's case is one of 142,000 court appearances delayed due to COVID-19 since the pandemic began. She says as it dragged on, she felt like giving up on the case and on her decision to speak out and warn other potential victims about her attacker, who was trying to keep his name secret.
It was just breaking my heart, honestly. I was just losing more and more hope as we went along. My mental health was kind of getting worse. I was just always upset. Honestly, just felt like it was never going to happen. I really had no hope that it would actually be gone through with.
Victims advocate Ruth Money helped Ms. Wildkamp through to court hearings. She says court officials need to explain how they are going to fix the problem.
We still don't really see a solid plan as to how we're going to move through all of this backlog, and I think that's the most distressing thing. How is this inordinate wait going to be addressed so that we can help these people with their mental distress?
She says the delays are taking their toll on victims.
Most survivors I work with, their life is on hold until the court date or the court process has finished. So it's very tricky to concentrate on work, live your life and flourish as you should, because you are constantly triggered and you're anxious waiting for a court date.
Ruth Money and others in the justice system spoken to by RNZ agree more resources are desperately needed. Criminal Bar Association Vice President Adam Simperingham says before the pandemic, the ministry balanced the demands of keeping within its budget and providing access to justice. He says officials could throw money at the problem, but it could be spent better elsewhere.
COVID has obviously exacerbated those delays, made things really difficult. I don't know really what the solution is, short of getting more judges, more courtrooms and stuff to kind of get through the backlog. I understand the Ministry of Justice is working on that. They're obviously acutely aware of it.
Adam Simperingham says he is involved in a trial that was delayed from February this year until September next year because of COVID. RNZ has also seen a court memorandum that mentions High Court hearings that can't be heard until August or September next year. The Justice Ministry says courts are an essential service and have adapted to ensure more hearings can happen, such as by using audiovisual links. The government has also spent an extra $40 million on more judges. It says the 142,000 delayed court appearances are a small percentage of the 1.98 million scheduled since March 2020.